Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Showtime! How y'all feel?
You got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling into hour number two. I start with a question, Shane, and we haven't even given you the data yet, but we're about to, on Major League Baseball. How much culpability here do the owners have to even kind of roll this kind of trial balloon out for the players, knowing damn good and well they're going to look at it and say, what?
Well, you got to start somewhere to answer the first
part. I guess you do
question.
Have to start somewhere. That's probably the answer for it. Like I said, I think I said this a month ago or 3 weeks ago, whenever we started. The owners will come out of this unscathed. It's the players that are bearing the brunt of it. Rightly, wrongly, whatever, it's the players that are having the PR test right now.
You want to know who's not going to survive this when you talk about owners? The Oakland A's owner.
Yes.
It was revealed that the Oakland A's will stop paying minor leaguers their $400 weekly salary because of the coronavirus, I think effective here within the next month.
Yeah, it's going to cost them a little over $1 million for an owner that is worth $2
billion. $2
billion, something like
yes.
that.
Now, that seems like a slanted reporting of a story on our part, but I'm not sure how else to word it. The A's are going to stop paying their minor leaguers their $400 weekly salary because of the coronavirus, and true to form, at least three other teams announced today that they were going to continue to pay theirs. They're no dummies, because the A's are getting beat to hell on Soch.
Good.
May 31st on, that's it. I saw somebody post the other day, and I thought it was a wonderful query / idea. If that's the case, all those Oakland A's minor leaguers ought to be able to become free agents.
Sure. Be done with it.
Now, it won't happen, or they won't be allowed to, but that the Oakland A's organization's taking a beating. All right, to
and you know, and you know the worst part of that, Shane?
What?
Is that we're all looking at the spendthrift nature of the A's and rolling our eyes and shaking our head. Is anyone looking at the fact that it's only $400 a week?
That's the first
think
problem.
About it.
Yeah.
$400 bucks a week.
I live that, and it hadn't gotten much better in how long has it been since I last threw a ball in anger, 1999. 20 years? It really hadn't changed much in 20 years. You'll go broke as a minor league baseball player if that's all you do. You'll be below the poverty line.
Yeah.
And we've never really made a big deal of that on this show before. I mean, we've referenced it a time or two, you know, how skewed the pay scale is. Even if you're a really good AAA ball player, you're just barely getting by, because you only get paid the months that you play. I don't want to fall down this rabbit hole. But Major League minimum is, I think, $563,000.
Right.
That is the minimum. That's the minimum you'd make as a rookie if you were there for a full season. You're making $563,500.
Yeah.
Now, with that, we can dovetail that into Jeff Passan and Jesse Rogers' story that the players' union balked at an economic proposal. Surprise, surprise. Because it called for a significant cut in salaries that would affect all players. And without tipping my hand here on whose side I'm on in this proposal, it'll ding the highest paid players the most percentage-wise and will go easiest on the rookies and the spare parts as far as the prorated portion of your salary that you'd actually get. So this is the first in the you got to start somewhere thing of my sure. answer to your first question. And now how far this back and forth goes is really going to tell the tale on when we can actually look forward to a early July Major League Baseball season. Players bristled at the proposal. It would include this, and now this isn't the only thing that they probably will be chapped about, but 82-game schedule, 21-day spring training, teams would play 3 exhibition games in the final week, blah, blah, blah. Season would finish September 27th. Also, balking at and bristling at, when you talk about the Players Association, is we're far apart on health and safety protocols, too. Oh, that was nice to throw in there. Yeah, we know you're concerned about your health, but really you were most probably concerned about taking a pay cut. So here's the scale. The scale goes down as salaries go up with every dollar. So if you get the league minimum up to $1 million, if that's your salary, you'll get 72.5%. Okay, so to further illustrate, and I won't do this for every tier, but if you get the league minimum, $563,500, and you get a prorated number based on 82 games, that would make that $285,228. And you take a 10% cut from that figure, that would leave a rookie with $256,706. If you make a million to 5 million, you're paid at 50% compared to 72.5% of the rookies up to a million, like I just said. 5 to 10 million, you're paid at 40%. 10 to 20 million, you'd be paid at 30%. 20 million and up, you paid at 20%. It's jarring to look at if I am Mike Trout, for example, that I would get 20%, but also you got to consider Mike Trout makes $37 million a year.
Yeah, I was going to say, right.
So it's sticker shock for sure. But Mike Trout, if agreed upon, after a prorated basis, would have a base salary of $5.748 million. And players would be paid only for games played. So, Mike Trout, $37.666 million full season, would make $19 million on a prorated basis over 82 games, but in taking that pay cut, would take home this year, if he played in every game, $5.748 million. It's going to take a lot of back and forth before we settle on numbers.
Oh. Yes, it will.
Because
and it better happen quickly because it really needs to. I mean, we're talking about this week. I mean, they need to figure out what they're doing or if they're doing. So, I mean, if they're talking about the prescribed timeline to get going by July 4th with, 25 or so, essentially a month, I mean, we're right around the corner. We're almost to June 1.
Further, the proposal would include $200 million in playoff bonuses.
Okay.
$25 million for the completion of the division series, $50 million for the LCS, $125 million for the World Series. A significant amount of postseason bonuses would go to the higher paid players, with minimum salaried players receiving a little over $5,000 extra dollars. So without digging into the entire proposal, and I'm kind of at least seeing both sides of this a little bit. And again, I think the biggest problem, Bruce, is the sticker shock. Mm-hmm. Like, compared to what you're used to, you're going to have to take a cut. You're going to have to take the deal of some form or fashion. And they will volley back and forth, but again, we don't exactly have a lot of time on our side because it isn't like football. The season should have been going by now.
Sure.
And we're behind as it is. So what kind of middle ground is found between the union and the players with the dollar figures certainly remains to be seen. So, I mean, it's tough for everybody, but I mean, in order to make this happen, the super rich have to remember how it was when they were rookies. How about that? You know, just dying to play and dying to see that what is now a $500,000 paycheck. It wouldn't be that now,
yeah.
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We've all been
there.
I
wonder what the owners make out of this.
I don't know. That's what's...
No, none of us do. That's part of the problem. Right?
Well, the Players Association does. Maybe that's why they come off looking like a-holes.
Totally.
Because they're probably not telling the rest of the world, hey, get a load... Well, and I'm kind of surprised, frankly, since all this is playing out in the open.
Court of public opinion.
They're not exactly, not exactly keeping this quiet, are they?
No.
But...
Such a bad look. Really bad look.
This is just August, September. This is barely a 2.5 month hit for everybody involved. And then, God willing, we'll get back to normal and we'll get back to the way it used to be. This is just a short term glitch. And this, you know, think about the people at the beginning of their careers, or maybe at the very end of their careers. If we can't all put our swords down, that might be it for some people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is their, maybe some people's last chance at staying in the show, to avoid sounding cliche. But these are players' livelihoods here, and there are more players' bank accounts at stake than just Mike Trout and Garrett Cole. You know?
Of course.
Some of these rookies got mortgages and kids. And assuming everybody's healthy, $200,000 is better than nothing at all. And there are a lot more of those players and people walking this earth than there are Mike Trout. And I don't mean to point him out, but he makes the most of anybody. So one of these days you might be at the top of the mountain, but there are thousands of big league players that aren't there and aren't necessarily going to balk at a proposed pay cut.
And they'll get to it. I mean, and there's nothing that leads me to say this other than surely they can't screw this up. They'll get to it because it needs to happen. It needs to happen on the level that you were just talking about. Guys, you know, have got to get paid. We've got to have baseball. It's good for the country, all of the things that go with it. So I think it'll get done. But why does it always have to be this way? And especially in baseball.
Can you imagine the popularity that baseball would come away with if both the union and the owners just made a public statement about their understanding of these trying times, or whatever the cliche has been over the last 10 weeks?
Yeah, it would be fantastic. But, boy, old habits die hard, and they're adversarial in nature, aren't they? And they always have been. And you know something? I get it.
Even in the face of you not having a season altogether, you're going to have a you-know-whatting contest all the way until the end just because you can't get together? It's like, no, you're screwing us. No, you're screwing us. No, we're helping. We're trying to make this happen, and you're the one holding this up. I think baseball will always be like that.
Before the striking of the reserve clause, these guys were basically indentured servants. And I think, and it seems like a long time ago now since the 60s, and I would agree, but the fact of the matter is that this mistrust is deeply rooted in the history of the game.
It is. Between and players that, there's and a owners. Reason, there's a reason why you carefully select your player reps, and there's a reason why the Tony Clark is ahead of the players union. He's seen it. He's been there. And this is like you said, this has been in place for a long time, and those billionaire owners at almost every turn will try to lowball you if you let them, and so that's why there is a union. But that union is so powerful, and the players' pension is the richest, I think, in the world, if certainly not the United States, and there's a reason for that. By not bowing to the almighty owner. And baseball will always be like this, I'm convinced, if we can't really expeditiously come together here and assuming everything's safe and play ball. And I guess baseball doesn't really care what we all think because we've said this for years.
Totally, yeah.
Have we ever ragged the NBA or the NFL like this?
No, it tends to be baseball, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's just a better understanding of the goose and the golden egg in basketball or football. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't.
Well, there's also salary caps in those sports.
There are, and that's a big difference. And you bring up the probably the most salient point in this whole thing is there is no stronger union in sports than Major League Baseball, than the players' union for Major League Baseball. They've got a lot of power. And a fair amount of it is because they don't yield very easily. They don't give in. Very easily.
Okay, how about a no comment from the Players Association on the initial proposal then? That'd be a start.
Well,
Major League Baseball Players Association declined comment on the initial
economic proposal.
That's
the whole social media thing though, right? We live in a world of instant communication.
Well, I hear you, but if you don't want to look like a bunch of greedy so-and-sos.
Blake Snell didn't care about that.
Okay, but it wasn't
I don't
Tony
think,
Clark
I don't
this
think
time.
Players
Enrique
think that
Rojas,
way.
MLB Players
no,
Association, said
okay,
in a statement
right.
to ESPN's Enrique Rojas. So there was a statement about the proposal involves massive additional pay cuts, and the union is extremely disappointed.
Yeah.
How about the MLB Players Association declined comment in a statement to ESPN's Enrique Rojas?
Yeah. How about just negotiations will continue?
Right.
Or something. I mean,
and we all know they will. They'll be ongoing.
Leave it be. Leave it be. But this is a pretty bright and in-tuned group of players that are pretty solid communicators. I mean, the second this the whole thing unfolded yesterday, it created a firestorm on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't make a click without some form of reaction being made. So even if the union had taken that kind of stance, those that are represented by it probably would have taken care of the slack.
And I'll say this about the players union and Tony Clark being a lightning rod. He's there for this specific purpose to handle this on behalf of the players. But there is at least a face and a name to him looking like the a-hole here. At least the owners are kind of anonymous because they're a collection of people. They're not just one face floating out economic proposals. so they can hide behind anonymity a little bit because they're one of 32. Tony Clark's out there kind of on an island having to reject or express disappointment in the latest proposal by the owners. So he's got to have certainly some thick skin, and he's got to be a little tougher than most to have that job, even though it looks like the owners, or the players rather, are being greedy because they're not getting paid 100%, or at least prorated 100% of what they're due.
That Tony Clark was born in Newton, Kansas.
I did not know that.
There you go. Grew up in California, but was born in Newton, Kansas.
I'll be damned. So, Kansas' own Tony Clark.
They're absolutely Newton's own.
Newton's own, yeah.
Newton is Newton. He was not a railer, though. Not a railer.
Yeah, that's what was my next question. Was he a railer, too?
No. Grew up in California.
From Tigers game to Phil Mickelson to what the next match is going to be, we're going to have our golf insider Ryan Aselta join us when we come back. What's the third match going to look like? What's PGA Tour schedule going to look like? And can golf flourish without a gallery? What it's going to look like and sound like with golf.com and friend of the show and golf magazine's own Ryan Aselta. Talking a little golf when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.